Yesterday, we heard that Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced a Pentagon 45-day review around the Fort Hood shootings. But on Capitol Hill, the first public hearings on the shootings are already underway. Todd Zwillick is here with more. Good morning, Todd.
Hi, John. Good morning.
So hearings are supposed to investigate things, but they're also an opportunity to create a kind of political stage. Which was it in Congress yesterday?
It was definitely the latter, and that's because no administration officials, FBI, military, intelligence, White House, or anybody else showed up to Joe Lieberman's hearing in the Senate Homeland Security Committee. So really, it did turn into a platform for Lieberman and John McCain and other senators to basically make the hearing about Hassan's alleged communications with radical cleric Anwar al-Awlaki and make the case that this was a case of domestic homegrown terrorism, homegrown jihadism. So the hearing was not really about the facts surrounding the shootings at Fort Hood at all, but more about whether or not the government and the military in particular is prepared to respond to what these senators think is a threat of homegrown lone wolf violence based on, you know, Islamic radicalism.
So this idea of jihadism is speculation on the Hill and under review by the Pentagon, and the facts on that review won't be known for at least 45 days. So healthcare reform gets a test vote on Saturday night. What's the deal there?
Well, what's going on now is that no Republicans will support what's called the motion to proceed. That's the vote that's on Saturday, which gets the big health care reform bill onto the floor. So there are three people to watch between now and Saturday night on how they're going to vote. They're all Democrats. Ben Nelson of Nebraska opposes the public option. He thinks the bill costs too much. It doesn't restrict abortion enough. But he sort of left the door open for himself to vote yes. You also have Mary Landrieu of Louisiana. She has similar positions. She hasn't said how she's going to vote, but she's been going on and on about how important health care reform is. We have to get it done. So she's kind of leaving the door open to vote yes. The one wild card here is Blanche Lincoln, Democrat of Arkansas. She's a moderate Democrat who's up for re-election in a very conservative state where the health care reform and Barack Obama both are not incredibly popular. She's going to have to make a decision whether she falls in line behind so-called, you know, Obamacare and the Democrats and her own re-election prospects, and she has not indicated how she'll vote.
So the question is, does it add up to 60? You're not going to be seeing any movies this weekend, are you, Todd?
8 p.m. Saturday, John. I'll be counting to 60, not going to see
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks, Todd.